FM.
From the Sky News Centre at News. 7. The mother of James Bulger, the toddler snatched from a supermarket and murdered by two 10-year-olds in 1993, says she'll never forgive the killers. She's been speaking to us a day after the parole board decided one of them, John Venables, should not go free from jail.
He's took James's life away from him. He never got his first day at school. You know, he never got a chance to go on and marry, and he destroyed one life with James, but then he completely destroys a family.
Denise Bulger's son was tortured by the now 41-year-old and by Robert Thompson on Merseyside 30 years ago. A panel decided Venables still poses a danger to children and could offend again. A British boy who's now 17 but went missing while on holiday in Spain 6 years ago has been found in France. He was away with his mum and grandfather. EU leaders have unexpectedly agreed to open membership talks with Ukraine. It's a surprise because the Hungarian Prime Minister had promised to block the discussions and has called it on social media a bad decision. Relatives of a pensioner who was the victim of a nurse who drugged patients to give herself an easy life have praised the student nurse who blew the whistle. Catherine Hudson was sentenced to over 7 years for illegally sedating two patients at Blackpool Victoria Hospital. The Bank of England has kept the base rate of interest on hold and showed little sign it's contemplating cutting them anytime soon. Governor Andrew Bailey doesn't know when the base rate will drop.
It's really too early to start speculating about cutting interest rates. We've got to see more progress. I'm encouraged by the progress we've seen. Don't get me wrong, I'm very encouraged by the progress we've seen. But it's too early to start speculating, you know, we'll be cutting soon.
Football, Liverpool 2-1 down away at Belgian side Union SG in their final Europa League group game. They're through to the knockout stages regardless, though. One only victory for Rangers will ensure they advance, though, as they head to Real Betis this evening. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Gover.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
All right, it's 2 minutes past seven. A very good Thursday evening's here. You're listening to Brentwood and Benwicky's Phoenix 98FM. Thanks, as always, to Darren for the last hour and 98 not out. For the next hour, I'm John Chubb, and this is the Non-League Hour.
It's all cold down along the beach. Whipping down the boardwalk. Hey, man! Hey, man! You guys know what time of year it is? What time? What? Oh, Christmas time. You guys all been good and practicing real hard. Yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring you a new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good or what? Oh, that's not many. You guys in trouble out here. And you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming.
Santa Claus is coming to town. 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 Santa Claus is coming. Yes. Santa Claus is coming. Yes. Santa Claus is coming. Oh. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Only 11 days away now. Have you finished your Christmas shopping? No, me neither. That was, of course, Bruce Springsteen, Bad Bunny, E Street Band, and their live version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. It's the non-league hour. I'm John Chubb. I'm here until 8pm. And first off, we're going to look back at the men's games that have taken place over the last week. And on Saturday, the FA Trophy third round took centre stage. And Avely from the National League South had a home tie against Hungerford Town, who play in the Southern Premier League South, and it finished 1-1 at the end of extra time at Parkside. Hungerford took the lead on 25 minutes. Joseph Gabode equalised for the Millers early in the second half, but Avely went on to win 8-7 the penalty shootout that followed. So they have gone through to the fourth round, where they will face AFC Fylde at home. And the third round proper is, of course, where Step 1 clubs enter the competition. But both of our local sides went out. Dagenham and Redbridge faced Peterborough Sports from the National League North at the Chigwell Construction Stadium and made a very good start when Sam Ling gave the Daggers a lead after 17 minutes. And they were 1-0 up until very late on when Peterborough Sports equalised from the penalty spot, and Peterborough Sports went on to win 4-2 on penalties. So the Daggers out of the competition, as are Southend United, who hosted Hampton Richmond Borough of the National League South at Roots Hall. Nathan Ralph gave the Shrimpers a lead on 52 minutes with his first goal of the season. Jack Bridge scored from the penalty spot 5 minutes later, but it finished 2-2 after Hampton Richmond pulled a couple of goals back, and the visitors ended up winning 4-2 on penalties. Great result for Chelmsford City, though, of the National League South. They were away to National League club Oxford City, and they secured a 1-0 win. Callum Watts scored the only goal of the match for the Clarets on 58 minutes. And in the fourth round, City will be at home to Wealdstone or Billericay Town, whose tie was postponed due to a waterlogged pitch. That game will now be played on this coming Tuesday, the 19th of December, kicking off at 7:45pm. And the fourth round ties are due to be played on Saturday, the 13th of January.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
I'm John Chubb, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM.
You make my
That's the Rolling Stones from their album Hackney Diamonds and Mess It Up. So continuing with our look back of the last week locally in the men's non-league game, there were no games at all involving our local sides in the ESPN League Premier Division. They all fell foul of the weather on Saturday, although Benamiki weren't playing anyway because they were due to be involved in the FA Trophy. So it's as you were, Hornchurch still unbeaten, still top of the table. They've played 17, of which they've won 14 and drawn the other three, and they're on 45 points. 8 points ahead of Chatham Town, who picked up a point on Tuesday. They drew 2-2 at Horsham, but they've played three more matches than the Urchins. Enfield Town are in third, Billericay fourth, and Wink and Finchley also currently in the playoff spots in fifth place. Hashtag are in eighth place on 26 points. Canvey 11th on 25. They've both played 17. And Concord Rangers still in the relegation zone despite some improvement in results recently. They had two home matches postponed this week yet again due to issues with their pitch being also looked at the Aspect Arena. I think the way things are going, they're going to have to look into staging some matches at another venue. Anyway, they're in 21st. The only side below them are Haringey Borough, who are a point behind them. Kingstonian and Potters Bar Town also in the drop zone at the moment. And most matches in the ESPN North were victims of the wet weather on Saturday. However, at the Len Salmon Stadium, Bowers and Pitsy managed to stage their match against Wroxham. A 3-2 win took them up to third place. Tosan Popo gave them the lead after half an hour. Wroxham went 2-1 in front in the second half, but late goals from Bennis Vavada and Matt Price gave Bowers and Pitsy all 3 points. Meanwhile, the match between Heybridge Swifts and Basildon United went ahead at Grady Road. That finished in a 1-1 draw. Ben Allen gave the Bees an early lead on 9 minutes, and a late equaliser from Kane Munday ensured that Swifts got a share of the spoils. So it finished 1-1 in that game. Incidentally, Basildon United now have a new manager after Darren Manning left the club recently to take charge at Grays Athletic. Basildon have appointed AJ Ashanike, the former boss of Fisher FC, who play in the Southern Counties East League. He has been their manager for just over 4 years. And he has now taken charge at Gardeners Close. So we wish him the very best of luck. One other piece of news is that Grays Athletic have brought in a couple of new faces. Striker Kian Connolly, who has played for Barking and Great Wakering Rovers. And they've also signed a defender, Rohat Matyar, who is coming from Dagenham and Redbridge. He actually played for the Daggers against Basildon United in the Essex Senior Cup last. The Daggers won again, but he's generally been a part of their youth squad. However, he has now moved to Grays. So the table looks like it's Lowestoft Town still top on 34 points. Felixstowe Walton drew 1-1 on Saturday. They are 3 points behind them. Lowestoft have 2 games in hand on them, though. Bowers and Pitsy on 28. They move up to third. Basildon United still in the playoff spots in fourth on 27. And Brightling Sea Region fifth on 25. Brentwood Town, who were due to play Lowestoft on Saturday, but the pitch at the Brentwood Centre Arena was waterlogged. They are in sixth place on 24 points. Heybridge with 7th, Waltham Star 8th, Maldon Tiptree in 9th, Whittam Town have shown a great improvement in their recent matches at now 11th, Redbridge 14th, Grays Athletic still just above the drop zone with just the one win so far, although that was since Darren Manning took charge, but they're on 8 points, 6 clear of last place Stone Market Town, the only side yet to win in the league, although I understand they've had a change of management this week, so they may well see an improvement in their fortunes. Now, action for Waltham Abbey in the Southern League Division 1 Central this week. They were due to play at Tame United on Saturday, but that was also postponed. Abbey remain in third place in that league. There was some action in the Essex Senior League. There was a match last Friday night, which finished Ilford 2, Buckhurst Hill 5. Saturday saw a 2-0 win for Fremford at home to Athletic Newham, but all other matches were postponed, as were the games on schedule for Tuesday night between Saffron Walden Town and Tilbury, who meets due to meet at the third attempt in the FA Vars this coming Saturday. The match between Stanmore Rovers and West Essex was also postponed. Last night, Sporting Bangor United, currently league leaders, took on Great Woking Rovers, but an excellent result for Woking saw them win by 4-1. Sporting Bangor will remain at top though on 43 points from their 21 matches, but Tilbury very close behind them on 42, and Tilbury have two games in hand on them. Wilford Town are in third on 39, Romford in fourth on 37, and that win for Woking last night has taken them up to fifth place with 32 points from their 19 matches. Great Wakefield Rovers were due to play in the third round of VFA Vars on Saturday. That's been postponed twice now. It was originally scheduled for the Saturday before their match away to Fakenham Town. They're hopefully going to be going ahead with that on Saturday. And also the tie between Tilbury and Saffron Walden Town. That will be attempted to be staged at Chadfield at the third attempt on Saturday. One time which did go ahead, though, was White Ensign's trip to Walsham Le Willows. And White Ensign, after a good run, their best ever in the FA Vars, sadly exited the competition. They went down by 3-2. So commiserations to them. Now on to the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South, where there's not been much action this week, again due to the weather. Friday night saw a defeat for Clapton Community. They travelled to Cannons Wood and lost 3-0. The only two matches that survived on Saturday saw a 2-0 win for Benfleet away to Clapton, and an away defeat for Burnham Ramblers, who lost 4-0 away at North West London. North West London won again on Tuesday night, this time now hosting Barkingside, and pretty exciting affair by the looks of things, but Barkingside lost by the odd goal in 9, and North West London won 5-4. And last night there was a match between May and Baker and Basildon Town, and May and Baker won that one by 3-2. So at the moment, Hutton remain top of Furlough Nun Division 1 South, 47 points from their 23 matches. Clapton Community have played two more than them. They remain second on 46. Benfleet in third on 45. They've played just 25 less than Clapton Community, so they might be a side to watch. Cannons Wood are in fourth on 41 points, and Dunmow Town currently in fifth place on 40. And in the Thurlow Nun Division 1 North, meanwhile, just the two matches involving Essex sides this week. Holland drew 3-3 away to Needham Market under-23s on Saturday. And also on Saturday, Stanway Pegasus hosted Leyston under-23s, and Pegasus won 3-0. That result kept Pegasus on top of the league, just above Holland on goal difference. Both of those sides on 44 points, but Stanway Pegasus have a vastly superior goal difference. They won plus 50. Incredible. And they've played two less than Holland as well. Framlingham Town in third on 43. Hamish and Parkston, they won 39 points in fourth place. Great Yarmouth Town make up the top five in fifth on 37. And Wivenhoe Town, the other Essex side in the Thurlow Nun North, they are currently in 11th place on 28 points. So on to the Essex Senior Cup, and there was a couple of fourth round ties on Monday night. I'll tell you about those very soon. This embarrassment. So rounding up, rounding off our round up of the last week for our local men's sides in non-league. There were a couple of ties on Monday night in the Essex Senior Cup fourth round. One of those was at Melbourne Park, where Chelmsford City of the National League South took on Redbridge from the Isbien North. It finished 2-2. After 90 minutes and went to penalties, and Redbridge won the shootout 4-3, so they go through to the next stage. Also joining them in the draw for the next round will be Hashtag United from also from the Isbien North and the Isbien Premier League, who beat Braintree Town from the National League South by 3-1.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6pm with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello. Hello.
Buzzing.
Thank you.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe, to be fair.
So now it's time for a round-up of the women's non-league football across our area. There was no action in the FA Women's National League at Southern Premier Division this weekend, but Billericay Town women did play. They went out of the FA Women's Cup in the third round in rather unfortunate fashion. They were away to London City Lionesses, and Billericay lost by 6-0. On to the Eastern Region Women's League Premier Division, where there were matches this weekend. And there was a League Cup tie for Bowers and Pitsea away to Harbenden Town Women. And that was a 6-2 win for Bowers and Pitsea ladies. Also in action were Barking Women in another Cup game. That was against Kings Lynn Town FC ladies, and that resulted in a 6-1 win for Barking Women. And in Eastern Region Women's League Division 1 South, some matches this weekend. Billericay Town Women Development beat Hertford Town by 2-1. Victory as well for Hutton Women. They beat Wadsden Park Ladies 2-1. Lawford Ladies lost. This was a League Cup tie. They were beaten 5-2 at home by Moorbottom Wanderers. And Stanway Pegasus were due to play in a game against Tigers Ladies. This was a cup tie, and Stanway Pegasus Ladies were awarded a home win. So the league table looks like this. Southend United Community Sports Ladies, they're in second place behind the leaders Watford Ladies. Hutton Women are in third place, further down. Billericay Town are currently in sixth. Stanway Pegasus in tenth. And Grays Athletic Women, the only side in the division yet to win this season. They're currently bottom of the table with just the 1 point. Meanwhile, in the London and South East Women's Division 1 North, where Clapton Community and Hackney are our local sides, they were both in action this weekend. Thumping 7-1 win for Clapton Community at home to Richmond Park. A win 2 for Hackney. They were away to Ashmount Lee, and they won by 3-0. Hackney in fourth place after that result. Clapton Community are currently seventh. So, just moving on to this weekend's fixtures. Games in the Women's National League Southern Premier Division. Hashtag United Women, who are currently in second place behind leaders Portsmouth, who are just ahead of them on goal difference. Big game for Hashtag Women. They entertained Rugby Borough Women, who are currently in third place. Billericay Town Women, after the disappointment of their Cup exit, they'll be looking to put that behind them as they travel to Oxford United Women, who are currently just above them in seventh place. Meanwhile, in the Eastern Region Women's League Premier Division, games this weekend involving Barking Women away to Haringey Borough Women, and Bowers and Pitsea. They are away at Needham Market. And also in the Division 1 South of the Eastern Region Women's League games this weekend, Bowers and Pitsea reserves entertain Billericay Town Women Development. That's a cup tie. Lawford Ladies are also in cup action away to Chelmsford City Women. Southend United Ladies have a tie against Lee Ramblers Ladies. Stanway Pegasus Ladies are in league action. They are at home to Sheshards. And finally, in the London and South East Regional Women's League Division 1 North, there are games this weekend involving Hackney, who host Dulwich Hamlet Reserves. That is a league game, and also in league action, Clapton Community, they host Ashmount Lee at the Old Spotted Dog. Bit more music now. This is Donna Summer, one from the 80s. She works hard for the money.
Oh, Join Patrick Shearing for Friday's edition of 1-2-3. Conversations with guests from the community and beyond. The Friday teaser quiz, a vintage chart, live music sessions, and so much more. So spend your Friday 1-2-3 with Patrick here on Phoenix FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So now it's on to a roundup of the forthcoming fixtures for the week ahead for our local men's side. Starting off in the National League, Dagenham and Redbridge host Wealdstone at Victoria Road on Saturday. The Daggers coming in 16th, Wealdstone are 14th. In between those two, Basildon United, who host second place Bromley at Root Hall. There has been one departure from Southend United during the last day or so. Dan Mooney, attacking midfielder, who joined the club in the summer of 2022. He scored three times in 49 appearances, but he has left the club having had his contract cancelled by mutual consent. So on to the National League South, where on Saturday is an all-Essex affair at Cressing Road. Braintree Town coming in 9th place take on 5th placed Aveley. Chelmsford City just outside the playoff spots in 8th spot. They are away to St Albans City, who are currently in 17th place. It's been Premier League. Billericay Town host Haringey Borough, the bottom club, on Saturday. We should all be covering that one on Phoenix Sport on Saturday afternoon. And hopefully with another fixture as well. And Hornchurch leaders, they travel to second place Chatham Town. So that's definitely the game of the day in the IPL. Hashtag United have a home match against Cray Wanderers at Lensalman Stadium. Hashtag currently in 8th place, Cray in 16th. 11th placed Canvey Island host Potters Bar Town, who are currently in the drop zone. And Concord Rangers have an away fixture at Wingate and Finchley. And then on Tuesday night, Concord are back in action. They travel to down to Brighton to take on Whitehawk, who are currently in 12th place. It's been North, meanwhile, and Brentwood Town have a home fixture against Bury Town at the Brentwood Centre Arena. Bury currently in 10th, Brentwood 6th. And Brighton Sea Region take on Bowers and Pitsea. Maldon Tiptree travel to second place Felixstowe Walton United. Grays Athletic, they host Enfield. Haybridge Swifts are at home to the bottom club, Stowmarket Town, who, as I mentioned earlier, were under new management now. Basildon United, potentially tough task for them. They're going well, as I mentioned earlier, they're fourth, but they're way to the league leaders, Lowest Off Town, who have only lost once in the league this season. Redbridge host Witham Town, and Walthamstow, coming to the 8th, they have a home fixture against Ipswich Wanderers. A couple of games on Tuesday night as well. Both of these kick off at 7:45. Redbridge are at home to Haybridge Swift. The other one is Stowmarket Town versus Enfield. So doesn't in fact include our local sides, but thought I'd mention that. And the three FA Vars ties, which were have been postponed for the last two Saturdays because of waterlogged pitches, they're going to be played. They're going to attempt to stage them again this Saturday. That includes Tilbury's tie against Saffron Walden Town, which ensures that at least one Essex side will feature in the draw for the fourth round. And Great Wakering Rovers, they travel to Fakenham Town. Essex Senior Cup as some more ties in midweek in the coming week. Tuesday night sees Brentwood Town travel to Little Oakley of the Essex Senior League. Walthamstow take on Colchester United side. Walden Tiptree host their near neighbours Witham Town in an all Isbien North affair. And there's one tie on Wednesday night as well with Buckhurst Hill of the Essex Senior League hosting Canvey Island from the Isbien Premier League. All of those ties kick off at 7:45 p.m. Meanwhile, in the Essex Senior League, there's one match tomorrow night. If you fancy the spot Friday night football, make your way down to Holbury Sports, who have a home match against Woodford Town. That's at 7:45. On Saturday, all of these are 3 o'clock kickoffs. Athletic Newham versus Coggeshall Town, Barking versus Little Oakley, FC Claxton versus Romford, Frenford versus West Essex, Housted Town take on Takeley, and Sporting Begley United, the leaders, take on Stanway Rovers. There's one match on Tuesday night as well. FC Clacton are at home to White Ensign. And on Wednesday, Woodford Town have a home fixture against Housted Town. Both of those are 7:45 kickoffs.
Did you?
Our second musical trip out of 1983 this evening. I was level 42 and the sun goes down. So now I'm going to round off our look ahead at the men's fixtures for the forthcoming 7 days by focusing on the Spartan South Midlands Premier Division, first of all, with Stansted at home to Ardsley Town on Saturday, and looking now at the Thurlow Nunn Division 1 North. These are Saturday's games, all of which kick off at 3 o'clock. Basildon Town at home to Hoddesdon Town. Cannons Woodface, Bay and Baker. Clapton Community are at home to Brimsdown, and with Hutton out of action, Community have a chance to regain a top spot in the league. Hackney Wicket at home to Benfleet. Hollow Town are at home to Enfield Borough. Southend Manor take on Tower Hamlets at South Church Park. Clapton travel to St Margaretsbury, and Worbly Rovers face Dunmow Town. Couple of games on Wednesday night as well, with Barkingside facing Burnham Ramblers, and Basildon Town are at home at this time to St Margaretsbury. And on Saturday, meanwhile, we've got Stanway Pegasus away to Dustindale and Helsdon. With no Town at AFC Sudbury Reserves. Havisham Parkston face Norwich CBS at home. And Holland have a trip to Framlingham Town. All of those are 3 o'clock kickoffs. So just a reminder of what's coming up after me on Phoenix FM this evening. Very soon, Gareth Williams will be along as usual with Bumper to Bumper, his regular trawl through indie and alternative from the 1960s onwards. And after that, 10 till midnight, if you like your country music, it's Madeline Christie presenting The Night Shift. And that's pretty much it for me. Thank you for listening this evening. Just remind you, Gareth is along next with Bumper to Bumper. I should be back on Saturday afternoon with 3 hours of live sports updates and great music. That's Phoenix Sport from 3 till 6 p.m. I hope you can join me then. And if you're around between 4 and 6 on Sunday afternoon, be sure to tune into the Phoenix FM Arts Programme, where we're doing a live Christmas panto on the radio, which promises to be fun, and I have a role in it myself. It's Snow White and the Seven Radio Hosts. Looking forward to doing that. And all be well, I'm back next Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. with the last non-league hour before Christmas. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening. Thank you again for your company this evening, and a very good night to you.